50,000 Victorian students will be sitting their VCE English exam this morning, and we're joined gratefully by Amber Saud, Dean of Students at Strathcona Girls Grammar. When it was proposed yesterday that we should speak to someone, I said we should speak to someone who could tell VCE students how to calm down, to breathe, and to do the exam to the best of their ability, because Luca here says this smell that he smells in the air traumatises him, because it reminds him of having to sit exams. Amber, your advice?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's interesting that Luca still has those thoughts, however many years away from that exam that he sat. Look, I think today's a really exciting day for 50,000 students. It's the start, and the nerves will go away once they actually start. But it's the anticipation that keeps people worried all the way up until after nine this morning.
And you would say, don't rush it. Would that be it? Work out what the question is that you're being asked.
Mm. Yep.
Deep breathe.
Yeah.
Have a think about it before you start to answer it.
Absolutely. Look, it's a demanding exam. It's 3 hours. It's really one of its kind in the exam period. But the students will have been well prepared by their teachers, and part of that will have been that they should make a plan. So as soon as they get out of writing time after the first 15 minutes, the first few minutes of the exam should be spent actually planning accordingly, the three different parts. And that helps just to set them up really to get going and not just ride away. And it helps the nerves as well.
And Amber, it's essays, I assume.
It is, yeah. So there's three parts to it, three different essays which actually ask them to do a variety of different things and test a variety of skills.
And Amber, is it pen and paper, or would they be computer literate, I would imagine, and faster with a keyboard?
Absolutely, it is pen and paper. So the VC exams are still are back to pen and paper, which is interesting because they are very computer literate. But again, they're English teachers, and actually they're teachers across all subjects. Will have worked pretty hard on making sure that their practice work was completed in pen and paper, because the timing of the exam is really important and the way they approach that.
So, and how many of the three essays involve them talking about a book they actually haven't read?
The first essay asked them to do an analytical analysis of a book they have read. And so there's a different reading list for different schools. Strathcona's on Station 11. And they choose the question based on that book. And then from there, they've got a comparative analysis that they will have also have studied. It's really the part C, where they are presented with a piece of stimulus that they won't have seen before. It's a persuasive analysis, argument analysis, so it's on an issue. And they'll have to formulate a response to something that they haven't seen before. So that's probably the one we instruct our girls at Strathcona to actually start with, that one, get that one out of the way first.
Nice.
And then they can ease into part A and B, which they possibly feel more comfortable with because they have seen the material.
Good on you. Yeah. Good luck to your girls. Good luck to everyone.
Yep.
Relax and maybe start with part C first. There's the advice from Amber. Amber Saudin, Dean of Students at Strathcona Girls Grammar. We back to Flock of Seagulls?
Nice idea.
Yeah. It's